man that runs this organization calls himself Diablo. Everything we have leads to him.
Diablo is a deadly drug lord who will stop at nothing to get his narcotics traffic through. Sean Vetter is a drug enforcement agent on a crusade to break the back of that cartel. A Man Apart stars Vin Diesel as the renegade agent Vetter. Diesel, who's also the film's producer, says its gritty realism comes in part from its comparatively modest, at least by Hollywood standards, $35 million production budget.
It's pretty gruesome, it's pretty harsh, and it's not a PG film. You know, it's different, you know, doing films in the 35 range and the 25 range have different rules than the films that are above 100 million. And I could play a character that smokes cigarettes because he's cracked. I can play a character that kills a guy with his bare hands because he doesn't know how else to handle this anger.
Lorenz Tate and Jacqueline Obradors co-star, and A Man Apart ends up in fifth place.
You can't be Charlene because Charlene is more of a...
skinny white broad.
Yeah?
You know, I get that a lot.
Bringing Down the House stars Queen Latifah as a clever ex-convict who teaches uptight lawyer Steve Martin a thing or two about the law and about life in this comedy that pokes fun at stereotypes and prejudice. The biggest hit of the year so far, Bringing Down the House, brings in enough at the box office to move up the chart to number 4. What a Girl Wants is a comedy for the tween-age pre-teen set. Amanda Bynes stars as a New York 16-year-old who travels to England to find the father she never knew, aristocrat Colin Firth, who never knew he had a daughter.
I already have a picture.
Where the devil did you get this?
From Libby.
Why would Libby give this to you?
She thought I might want to know what my father looked like. My name is Daphne Reynolds. I'm Libby's daughter. According to this... I'm your daughter, too.
Bynes has been on TV since she was 13, and the talented teenager says she just wants to do good work and entertain audiences.
The most important thing to me now is longevity. I'm only 16, and I have so much time ahead of me that I'm not going to make any, you know, rushed things right now. Just do something, because I have time, and I want to do something that's important.
What a Girl Wants slips to number 3. Phone Booth is a taut psychological thriller with Colin Farrell as a fast and loose New Yorker forced to confront his own transgressions when he's trapped in a Manhattan telephone booth by a menacing unseen sniper given voice by Kiefer Sutherland.
I didn't want him necessarily to be menacing because there were a lot of ways to do it. What I wanted him to do was to be in control. And I find that when someone is actually in control, they're calm, they're deliberate, they're focused, they're succinct. And so I tried to create a voice that was in control. And control from a voice that you don't ever see becomes menacing very quickly, certainly in this circumstance.
You're in this position because you're not telling the truth.
I'm in this position because you've got a gun.
Come on, Stu! Don't you get the game yet?
Phone Booth opened up at number 1 last week, but it's bumped down to second place by the blockbuster debut of an unlikely pairing, shock comic Adam Sandler and Oscar-winning actor Jack Nicholson co-star in Anger Management.
There are two kinds of angry people, explosive and implosive. Explosive is the kind of individual that you see screaming at the cashier for not taking their coupons. Implosive is the cashier who remains quiet day after day and finally shoots everyone in the store. You're the cashier.
No. I'm the guy hiding in the frozen food section, dialing 911.
Prone to angry, often physical outbursts, Sandler's character is sentenced to undergo treatment administered by unorthodox therapist Nicholson.
I don't know that they wrote it specifically for me or not, but he brought the idea to me. I knew him only very slightly. I knew his work, was interested in it, and then I wrote it for me.
Also featuring Marissa Tomei and John Turturro, Anger Management is all the rage, the biggest opening ever for an April release. In fact, its box office take is more than the other films in the top 10 combined. It starts its run as the new most popular movie at North American theaters. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.